Was it on?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So, good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. We would like to begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, and April Mensch, why don't you pledge for us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All righty, so now we will have roll call. To my right is
Dorothy Gold.
And to my left is
April Mensch.
And I'm John Delabose. Good evening, everyone.
Beatrice Martinez, Secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Liaison. And representing the county is, yes, and also functioning as our secretary. So she's doing two things tonight.
And possibly planning staff.
Okay, and possibly planning staff, so that might be a trifecta.
Uh-huh. And okay. Split personality.
Well, that's a different story. Don't go there. Okay, so now this first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comment. There is a period, and this is it, for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion or action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to us about the items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, or please stand up. Please state your name and spell it and your address. And let us know what item you're speaking on. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, it will be done by either myself or one of our board members. We are generally try to cooperate. My first motion will be, I move to approve the minutes of April 11th. All those in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And I also move to approve the agenda for this evening of April 25th. All those in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Okay. Then we will move to the planning and zoning portion of our meeting. Our first item, AR-23-400025, WS-0104-17-GVISHLV Owner LLC, is a waiver of development standard second application for review for increased wall sign area. Design review for a wall sign in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, the Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 300 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Is the applicant or representative here?
Sorry, Chair, would it be helpful if you read all three items since it's one building? Is that correct?
Oh, I don't mind doing that. I just didn't know that I could. She suggested it. She was the smart one. I didn't know if I could do that.
You can absolutely do that.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know that. Now I'll know that in the future. Second item, same building, AR-23-400028. WS-0528-12-GVISHLV Owner LLC, waiver of development standards, fourth application for review for an increase in the area of temporary wall signs. The design review for wall signs in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 260 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. And the third item, AR-23-40029, WS-17-0724, GVISHLV Owner LLC, waiver of development standards, second application for review for an increase in the wall, and pardon me, increase in the area of temporary wall signs. Design review for wall signs in conjunction with an existing extended stay hotel, Spring Hill Suites, on a portion of 1.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 300 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard, within Winchester for possible action. Now is the applicant or representative here.
I am, yes. Lexa Green, last name G-R-E-E-N, like the color, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application is related to previously approved signage packages for the Spring Hill Suites Marriott property, which is located just west of Paradise Road, to give you an aerial, and south of Elvis Presley Boulevard. We have the convention center there to the south and also the west, as well as the west gate to the east there.
Yeah, that's the west hall. That's Turnberry.
This is the tower, so you can just have an idea of what I'm speaking of.
Ooh, careful.
Oh my gosh, sorry. So I'm just going to go in order here just to give you a little history. So item one, which is related to the eastern facade of the building. So that signage was originally approved in April of 2017. To increase the signage square footage to 9,500 square feet. And it was subsequently reapproved in November of 2018, as well as July of 2021. The item number two is related to the southern side, so the south facade. And that application was originally approved in October of 2012 to increase the signage area to 29,921 square feet. And was reapproved in December of 2014, October of 2017, November of 2018, and again in 2021. The third and final item for this signage package is related to the western facade, and that was originally approved in October of 2017 to increase the square footage to 10,000 square feet for the sign. And was approved again in November of 2018 and July of 2021. So we are requesting the same signage that was previously approved. We are not proposing anything to the north. We did come to an agreement, the clients, the applicant, with the Turnberry Place Towers, which are to the north. And so we aren't proposing anything to the north. That'll remain the same. Additionally, the applicant is aware of the conditions of approval that were previously approved. One of the big ones being the duration in which the signs can remain on the building. We were made aware of some instances where those conditions were violated. The applicant is aware they did communicate those conditions and the requirements to make sure that the signs are removed in a timely manner, and they are willing to comply with that. So if there are any issues in the future with signs not coming down, please contact us. We'll reach out to the client and they'll be sure to make sure that those concerns are addressed and taken care of. Outside of that, staff is recommending approval, and I thank you all for your time and consideration of this application. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the audience? Guess not.
Thank you. That was just for me.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
April? I just do have a question. So this would be mainly for like advertising reasons.
Yes. So they will be related, I believe, more so for anything coming to the convention center to the south there.
Okay.
So to advertise what they have going, as well as advertising what will be on site for the actual properties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is there has been a change in the number of days and the number of events from the original application.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you state for us what level of event count and what number of day count you're looking for in the renewal? Because it's been 10-6, it's been 14-10.
Yes.
And so I'm kind of not knowing what the current one is, because the current application doesn't say anything.
Right. Okay, so the original application was 10 days for a maximum of 6 events per year.
Yes.
I believe the latest that I saw was 14 days with a maximum of 10 events per year.
Okay.
It's my understanding that we're requesting the most recent, which is the 10-14. But if you guys have conditions that you would like to impose, I would be open to taking that back to the client.
No, my main interest was just knowing what the new one was, because if it would have been the same all the way through, you would have reason to assume it would remain the same.
Correct.
But since it's changed, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that I know what we're approving.
Right, right.
Or, you know,
gotcha.
Because I would then feel foolish if it turned out that it was, I don't know, 21 and 12 or
now
something.
Now I get you, absolutely.
You know, and then, well, did you ask? Well, no.
Becoming year-round with those signs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is the customary wrap that they do, like they wrap the Renaissance for BMW, and they wrap the Marriott for a computer show. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so it's you can see through it as a guest out of the window,
yes.
But okay.
Because yes.
I wouldn't want somebody to go in a room and go,
right,
oh, that's
dark,
wonderful. Right. Okay, now I have one more question, and this is my last one. It has to do with the land use applications.
Okay.
Now, the first land use application is for Winchester, which makes perfect sense. Now, the next land use application is for Winchester/Paradise, which makes no sense.
Okay.
And the third land use application is for Winchester, which makes perfect sense.
Right.
So I'm wondering, why is... both the Jewish people, why is this night different than any other night?
I can answer that, Chair. I think sometimes this whole area is considered Winchester/Paradise, so I think it was just a write-in of the staff person.
Okay.
But if you notice, they circled Winchester.
Okay. Okay. So I do notice that now that you called my attention to it, but I didn't until you did. All I saw was Winchester/Paradise and went, why is it different? Okay. Well, that answers that question. Thank you. So we'll just have to string up that county employee. That's all.
Was that me?
No, I know. You never know. Do. You would never do that. You're too smart. Okay, so those are my only questions.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
No, I got my questions.
Okay. Well, I recommend approval of this item with staff conditions, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And thank you for coming.
Sorry, Chair, just to be clear, it's all three items, correct?
Yes, we're approving. Well, let me hold on. Very good point. You know, she loves to be right, and she usually is. Okay, so this is an approval for AR-23-400025, AR-23400028, and AR-23400029. In succession, all three sides of the building, east, south, and west facades. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank
for coming.
You. Snag these back from you guys, unless you want to hang them on
no.
Your house.
And
they're
just
thank
a sweet
you.
Little hotel.
Yeah, they have a nice little cocktail lounge there with appetizers.
Uh-huh.
I've been there a few times.
Oh. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. I like
thank
it.
You so much.
They're fast.
Yes, well, we try. Do we have any general business items?
No general business.
Okay, right. Seeing no general business items and seeing we don't have any public to comment, our next meeting will be May 9th, 2023, and we stand adjourned.
Adjourned.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well,
that will become your favorite town.
I know. Like, is it always this?